Northern districts will collect the Plunkett Shield wooden spoon, finishing their campaign with a 3-day defeat to Otago, who are now second behind champions Canterbury. The Volts did slip to 79 for 6 after being set 131 in the fourth innings. Nathan McCullum and Derek de Border saw them home without further loss. They had made 326 in their first innings, despite losing both opens for Ducks to Graham Aldridge. Michael Bracewell made it back-to-back 150s, batting 154, while Neil Broome and Jimmy Neesham added half centuries. Scott Cugline took 5 for 63 for the Knights, but then skittled for just 132 in reply. Neil Wagner took 6 for 39, as only Mitchell Santner passed 50. They fared rather better after being asked to follow on, set up the Volts' tricky run chase. They made 324, as Daniel Flynn and Joe Carter hit half centuries, and 136 for the second wicket. Cugline and Ish Soddy also both passed 50, shed 107 for the sixth wicket. Spinners Nick Beard and McCullum shed 7 wickets for Otago. The new champions, meanwhile, look like having the better of a drawn game against Central Districts. Tom Latham hit a career-best 261 from the top of the order as they closed Day 3 in Napier on 531 for 8, and by Central Districts 403. Latham added a huge 195 with Dean Brownlee for the Canterbury second wicket, while Brownlee fell as one of 3 wickets by Royal Badenhorst for 80. Useful stands with much of the middle order then followed, for he was caught off Taran Nathula. The Stags' impressive first innings total had early been built around half centuries from Ben Smith, Dean Robinson and Nathula, along with an unbeaten 111 from wicketkeeper Kruger Van Wyk. Todd Astle ended a marathon 51.4 over spell, with career best figures of 8 for 148. With Auckland lead by 424 runs over Wellington heading into the final day at Eden Park. They reached jumps in their second innings on 328 for 8, as Craig Chope followed his maiden double 100 in their first innings 394, batting a fluent 90 in their second. Colin de Grandham also played his part, with typically aggressive 85 balls, 71. He had earlier more than played his part with the ball, taking career best 6 for 24, as Wellington were bowled out for 298 in their first innings. It could have been worse for the Firebirds, as Luke Ronke and Luke Woodcock added 143 for the 7th wicket, helped them recover from 114 for 6. Half centuries from Gareth Hopkins and Bruce Martin had earlier supplemented Kuchoka's double ton in Auckland's first innings, while Mark Gillespie was the pick of the visitors' attack with 4 for 92. In Zimbabwe, the Logan Cup has resumed after the players' strike, with young seamer Tavaza Muzowetu returning astonishing figures, 80 overs, 10 mains, 8 for 27 in his second first-class game, helped ball out in inexperienced Southern Rocks for 196 on day one. Opener Bernard Mlambo carried his bat for 61, but the only other significant contribution came from all-rounder Tendai Chisoro, who hit 37 from number 7. The Eagles' reply was in a bizarre affair. They slipped 106 for 7, Trevor Gard took all of the first 5 wickets to fall. However, Simbarashi Gupo and Nathan Waller hit hundreds from numbers 8 and 9, pulling up to 336. Rocks then closed a day on 81 for 1 in their second innings, but still trailed by 59 runs. With overseas player Mark Petit hit a career best 209, so Mountaineers racked up 435 against Matabeleland Tuskers. Petini added 82 for the third wicket with his captain Tino Mawoya, who made 62, and 150 for the fifth wicket with Kuzai Saramba. John Nyumbu ended with figures of 504 for Tuskers, then reached jumps today on 165 for 3. Keith DeBeng was unbeaten on 61, followed up a knock of 47 from opener Bonaparte Majuru.